right now?
Boobity boop 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 boop.
I got one of you. I got one.
I think about it a lot, but I used to chew.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I want to poke that bear.
There's so much better than chewing, but
is it just like a tobacco thing?
No, it's nicotine.
There's
nicotine
no tobacco pouch. In it anywhere, so it's just nicotine in a little pouch. So
the
there's
pouch
no like, there's no gross sweat or sweat spit.
Hey, you don't need to spit.
There's like a slight. So I got the spearmint one, so there's a slight minty flavor.
See, I'm out.
Winter, like, well, actually, I like mint.
They're out of wintergreen.
Wintergreen makes me gag.
Yeah, no, these are spearmint, I think. Right?
Oh, it's literally a sack of nicotine, and if you put it in your mouth and you don't smoke and don't have nicotine, right?
Yeah, these threes, yes.
You're literally going to get dizzy and nauseous within 2 minutes.
It's a buzz. It's called a nicotine buzz.
Yeah, it's a nicotine buzz.
It's not a buzz. It's sick. You're going to get sick.
If you get a lower one.
If
you have no tolerance to nicotine and pop in like a six or something, yeah, you're gonna feel even.
How does everybody upper deck room? I'm just so.
I don't know.
I don't
think you can do whatever you want.
The pullout was so aggressive for that little sack.
Yeah,
that's what I always used to do. That's what I used to pack my left
I just throw it up.
Fig was there for it.
And that whole lip off, dog.
It's like, what's the point of, like, what does nicotine do for you? I feel like I've never heard anything.
It's a stimulant, so it usually wakes me up, and it also, because it's a stimulant, it's an appetite suppressant. And yeah, it's a mild buzz that like. Can help you. There are benefits to nicotine, not a lot, but there are some.
Okay.
And removing tobacco from the equation reduces a lot of the.
It's a nice little Ziploc.
The risk
of pineapples
that comes
there.
With it.
Yeah. No judgment. I just
feel judged.
I just genuinely never understood what it did for you. Like, I know it's very addictive. I just didn't understand.
Well, here's my question: Have you ever tried it?
Like, no, I've never known why you would.
No, she's got to do it the right way. We're going to start you on Grizz Mint Long Cut.
That sounds awful.
Stop it.
But yeah, tobacco is usually the downside of it. So having just nicotine, it's still not great for you in the long run, but it's way better than it was.
Gotcha. Cool. Well, thank you for satisfying.
You will get nauseous and die.
I don't want to try it. I just have never understood like what the pro of it was.
Wintergreen to this day makes me gag because I horseshoe some gross wintergreen ones.
I like it. I mean, I like it when I drink a cigarette here and there. It is nice.
I get really hungry when I'm bored at work.
Take a trip to Zimbabwe.
Yeah, it's been helping me stay away from the snackies while I'm at work.
I heard there's like a shortage.
There was, and at least the Walgreens that I go to has been running low lately. But
so, are we ready?
Yeah.
I don't do a lot of them, but
yeah.
All right.
See, that control is tough.
Hope everyone enjoyed the Zen talk because we're coming at you live. That's from Avada Square.
Not sponsored
yet.
That'd be sick, though.
Welcome back to Drop Dice, internet's favorite D&D podcast.
All right.
Uh-huh. All right.
Back at it again, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Fan Roll and by VB Health.
Woo. Stay boosted, stay blessed.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All day, every day.
Where we last left the party off, they are in Altdorf. Gregor just made his placement in the Temple Guard of Middenheim.
Ballwork is good, baby.
Yeah. Ballwork's doing great. They had a really nice rave. Things went well. They decided they brought a body of a former Kraken that turned into a person that may or may not be a famous hero from history.
Okay.
Who I believe is still in the crypts, and you guys decided...
No, we burned him.
We
had a funeral.
We did do the funeral.
You did do a funeral.
We did
the
funeral, because we're like, you know what? Yeah, we just decided.
It became complicated, and it turned out we might have been... everybody might have had some wrong information, and then Kronk got caught having a book he wasn't supposed to.
That's true, yes. There is some sus.
Like miscommunication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Obviously, yeah, of course.
So, yeah, you guys, I believe, are currently at the wettest hole.
Yeah.
We went to bed.
It doesn't get wetter.
It doesn't. It might. We don't know.
Yeah, apparently there's another brother out there that we haven't met yet.
At least one.
Listen, if we do find a wetter hole, that means VB Health is sponsoring it.
Soaking wet.
Soaking wet, baby.
Let's go. Wet today.
Okay.
Use our code for
So I am Amber, your DM.
I'm Fig, playing Kronk Enator. You know what it be.
Go off.
Yep. killer of people, you know.
Yeah. Kronk did that too. Yeah.
Right, so I'm gonna go dip out with the guy slaughters a couple people.
Yeah, but. just an innocent couple. I'm Ben, and I play Ack, the kobold monk warlock of Ulric.
Zach Gregor, Black Wolf Midheim, newly minted temple guard.
Hell yeah.
Gang.
Protector of the week, bulwark against the terror.
All the above. Fargrim. Sorry, Cindy playing Fargrim.
There we go.
Another one.
They're interchangeable.
All day.
They're the same person.
Kraken Slayer, obviously.
Yes, that happened.
It did. I was there.
Kraken Slayer.
Snail Dad, a.k.a. Yes. Gary.
Snail.
Everyone's beloved snail.
Fargrim's got to get a mug that says, like, world's best snail.
Snail
dad.
Well, I'm not really that
but
great.
But it's got to be just a regular world's best dad mug, and then someone, like, scratched
only
snail
died
over.
Twice.
Hey, man, you know what? In this setting, that's pretty good.
That's not bad.
And we brought it back.
That's true.
Twice.
Yep. Who's counting, though, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Not me.
Me.
Get a death counter up there.
Yeah, Gary owned count.
Yeah. Like DBZA.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So, on that fun note, you guys are resting at the wettest hole. Fargrim, I need a wisdom save.
Okay.
Also, who's bunking with you? Because Kronk and...
Yeah, he moved into Fargrim's
room.
I'm currently sleeping on top of Gregor.
Fuck.
You made your decision.
You gotta deal with your trauma again.
And the CPAP machine.
Listen, man. Love me, please, okay?
He's got like a medieval CPAP. It's not quiet. All right, like,
so what kind of save was it?
That was a wisdom save.
Yes, I'm very good at those.
Out the window.
Nine.
Nice.
There we go. Aaron. There we go. That's Fargrim right there.
Okay, Fargrim.
Neargrim, actually.
About to have night sweats. Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
As always, you drift off into sleep in a wonderful, comforting aura of thoughts of Gary.
And mead.
A whole lot of mead, and also a whole lot of ale.
Nice, dude. That sounds great.
Unfortunately,
double up.
Yep, there it is.
As usual.
No.
Your dreams start to kind of take a hard turn to the left there.
Tell him to stop.
No.
You, Kronk, what's your passive perception?
You have big peepee, right?
Yeah, I got a big peepee. 15.
15.
That's solid.
You
solid peepee numbers.
Start hearing the sounds of, like, muffled through the CPAP of, like, whimpering and, like, crying.
Moaning and groaning.
Moaning, groaning. Fargrim, you are on the battlefield. You are just mowing down your enemies. And you hear this, like, yeah, it's a good time. You're reveling in it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, dude.
Living his best life.
Yeah. Yep.
You start to hear this, like, deep, guttural voice.
Good.
As the vision changes, and you start to see a different battlefield. You're instead of fighting the elves, you're now fighting chaos dwarves, and you're mowing them down. You're doing
hell yeah,
fuck it up,
so
doing
good.
Lord work, doing Grimnir's work, really.
And again, in the background, you just hear a
oh yeah. Wow.
And the vision changes.
That was well done.
Yeah, we practiced.
There was a rehearsal. Not really.
Yeah. I mean, yours is coming. Yours is coming.
Nice. Give me the...
The vision changes, and you are fighting orcs this time.
Fuck yeah.
And again, just like this deep, resonant mood. More as the laughter continues.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
The vision I like that.
Changes one last time.
I'm getting a little nervous now.
Walking, you're trudging home from another battle. Your axe has tasted blood.
Mm-hmm.
And you're coming home.
Finally.
And you see a little smoke coming from the chimney. And you're just kind of, you're fiddling with your axe as you walk. It's been such a long time since you've been home. And like, it's been a long walk and you're struggling. And
War of Vengeance.
Suddenly, you're not walking in anymore. Suddenly, you're standing in your kitchen, and all you can see is blood and blood and blood. And again, you hear this dark, dark laughter.
Is this funny to you?
Yes, sir.
Champion. Champion. Stop hiding from your destiny. You've chosen the path once. Do it again.
What?
Blood will flow. Blood must always flow. And as you wake up screaming...
What path? What path? What? What? What path? What path am I? What?
You wake up screaming, drenched in blood.
Is Fargrim getting Kratos?
What the fuck?
Kronk, you just... Fargrim is now dripping wet.
Sopping.
Yeah, so just what? Screaming okay. Muffled through the...
Code word dice.
Nice.
What path? What path? What path? What path? What path? What am I gonna take? What?
Are you just saying that out loud? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Kronk, you did wake up from just the sounds of... I don't know if you're acting like you're awake, but you should be fully awake by now.
I am going to just ignore it for now and listen and pretend to just continue sleeping.
Okay, roll a deception check.
Okay.
Fargrim, if you would like, you can roll a perception check.
Okay. Sure. 21, but I'm going to try to knock myself out to try to figure out.
The window.
Okay. You do notice Kronk's breathing kind of hitches a little bit, like someone, like when a child is pretending to sleep.
You disrupted my REM cycle, bro. Oh
my bad. God.
But you're going to try to knock yourself back out?
Yeah, I want to know more.
Okay. So how do you try to send yourself back to sleep?
I'm literally just gonna a fistful of Fargrim.
I fuck with this heavy.
Okay.
Kronk hears Fargrim go, "I'm the best."
Another one.
Okay.
I wish I was in there, dog. Cause I'd be like, respect.
We're running it back.
Yeah, get in there, dog.
Fargrim, roll me an attack roll. Do you punch yourself in the face?
Oh, very nice, very nice.
He misses.
Well, no, I mean, that's a flat roll of 18 plus my attack bonus, which for unarmed strikes is just my strength.
Yeah, plus 5, right?
Yep. So, yeah, that's going to be a
23.
23,
okay.
Does that hit?
I believe Fargrim has an AC.
There's no way he has an AC at 23.
Yeah. Yeah, that hits. It's 18.
Fully just
bro,
like,
I didn't even have that.
Right? Like, you know, like, your body pretty well. You know that, like, on, like, this little corner of your jaw is, like, the sweet spot that every time you get hit there,
the sleeper.
Clock it. You are out.
Fuck yeah.
Give me another wisdom save.
Puts himself in a rear naked.
Yeah. Here we go.
You hooked myself.
Damn it. Okay. That's a 17.
17.
That's better than
you. You have very troubled sleep. You don't get anything too direct, but you get just a little bit, just like the faint laughter and just like the sound of like a lapping ocean.
Yeah,
but there's something like it sounds like thicker almost than an ocean would be.
Okay,
nice.
Fuck. All right,
yellow.
So, yeah, the rest of you guys wake up. A nice, restful night. Everyone's exhaustion, thanks. If you had it, is gone.
I feel fucking awesome.
It's a great day in the wettest hole. You hear the sound of, like, food cooking down below. The
I'm
smell
good.
Of, like, bacon and eggs and fried potatoes comes wafting up to you. What do you guys want to do with your day?
Pilates.
So, Kronk, you sneak past the... twitching Fargrim to do your yoga.
Yeah.
Nice. True if friendship
you,
right there.
So my question is, do you sneak past him to go outside and do it, or are you just doing it on the floor of the bedroom, like while he's still in the bed?
Clearly I'll probably stressed. Sneak out, because, okay. Like, ain't no way these cakes going to be
contained.
It just can't happen.
True, you're going to wake him up.
It's disruptive.
Going to wake up the whole tavern.
Exactly. True.
Okay. So you stealth your way out. You're doing your sun salutations, Gregor. Are you also doing nude burpees?
Yeah, I'm a nude burp, and then I'm gonna wake up oiled up.
Still oiled.
Still, I mean, I'm gonna put oil on the oil though.
You know
what
I'm actively
you are slick.
Fresh coat.
Ack was sleeping on top of you, but he slowly slid off throughout the night.
Slept
through the whole thing, but it was just.
Wake up like I just left Diddy's house.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So much oil.
And
too,
then,
soon,
nah.
Too soon.
Then I'm gonna put like after too I finish late. My morning routine, put my gear back on, armor, and then even though around people I feel comfortable with, I no longer feel the need to wear the helmet. But in the general public, just to avoid confrontation,
smart.
Gonna put the bucket back on.
Still smart.
Fair. Reasonable.
I stay tactical, so.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, you guys have your sun salutations in the yard. It goes great. You got a nice, like, pump going. Feeling loose, feeling limber. Yeah.
Ak is going to wake up, do some morning prayers to Ulrich.
Oh, yeah, dog.
Also re-up the oil.
Always.
So he is slick. And then while they are doing their sunset or sunrise salutations,
yep.
Ak is going to go down to the breakfast area and take all of the bacon.
Yeah, question. Do they have continental here at the Wettest Hole?
No, it's table service. So you just order what you want.
That's still cool. Still cool.
I would sit at the bar because that's what we usually do, and yep. I would order all of the bacon.
Imagine all they have is porridge.
And sausage.
Bacon. So all of it? Like, you're getting the Ron Swanson.
As much as they are willing to give me, yes.
Okay. They bring out, like a catering tray.
Yeah. Yes.
One of bacon and one of sausage. Nice.
Yeah, it's exactly like the scene with Ron Swanson where he's like taking off the like garnishes and be like, I don't need these, and it's like so this feeds a party of 12. I know what I'm about.
He kind of looks at you like, that'll be 1 gold.
What?
I give him 2.
Damn, cool. Bro,
balling.
Kind of like nods.
Another one.
You, gives you a cup of ale too.
A good fair prices.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair prices. I think we're just rich, dude.
I think they know that we're rich at this point, and they're just like, we can overcharge them.
Oh, yeah, we can extort them a little bit.
We've never paid for anything for like less than a gold, so yeah. We just...
I feel like it's easier than making change. We'll just tell them that.
I don't fuck with change, dog.
That's if we're talking like trays, that's minimum 3 pigs worth of bacon, all right?
Oh, yeah. Ak knows what he's about.
So,
and I assume on top of... By the time they come back inside... On top of all of the holy oil that I have rubbed on myself, I'm also just covered in sausage and bacon grease.
Lubed up.
Yeah.
Nice.
No one's catching me.
Never going to catch me.
Yum.
You smell
delicious.
Very interesting.
Like victory.
You smell like bacon grease mixed with lemon verbena
and
mixed
eucalyptus.
With lavender. And eucalyptus.
Always,
yeah.
Always eucalyptus.
That sounds awful.
That's the base coat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
we
pungent.
We layer.
It's pungent. All right, I'm going to wake up. I'm going to wake up. And
you're also kind of pungent, but like in a different way.
In a very sweaty, I need a horse bath kind of way.
Nice.
Maybe just like a real bath.
Maybe.
No, I don't do that.
What tub fits Fargrim?
Industrial cow tubs?
One of the stables.
Yeah, I might have to go with the stables. Exactly.
Yeah, go to the local factory
the
farm.
Hose,
yeah.
I need a hose bath, yeah. Okay?
They got a hose and a broom.
I'm sure there's a shipyard here, right, where they're used to washing naval ships.
I mean, it's...
They might be well prepared.
It's inland, but it is on a river, so like...
Guys... I have feelings too, okay?
Yeah, but you're also 0.3% body fat. So.
Yeah. Absolutely yoked.
So, yep. I want to try to clean myself up, wipe the sweat off my brow, maybe fix my mohawk, because I'm sure that's like.
It got a little bit
sweaty.
Some of the hairspray like washed off from the sheer amount of sweat you had going on.
That tracks. All right, I got more. Don't worry.
Yeah, you've got like 27 cans or something.
Don't even sweat it.
Destroying those.
I got 12.
Going full 12, Rudy okay. Giuliani, just fucking sweating, bro.
But yeah, I'm gonna clean myself up. Try to center my mind, and then try to go find Gregor.
My
cool. Yeah, Gregor, what are you up to?
I feel like I'm probably at the breakfast bar.
Nice.
At this
hell yeah.
After the morning workout.
Are you ordering your own breakfast, or are you eating some of Ak's?
I would never do that to him.
I was going to say, if he reached for it, I would, slap it away.
No. Probably get myself some eggs and bacon, that kind of shit. You know?
I'll be 3 silver pieces.
1 gold.
Okay.
Flex on these hoes, dude.
That's what we do.
He is... very grateful, and also brings you a flagon of ale.
Nice.
All right. Yeah, I'll go down and sit by
typical.
Gregor and Ak, okay. And then just order like one of everything.
Okay.
What you need, dog? You need like that avocado.
Just one of everything. That'll
sandwich.
Be
shavacadoo toast.
Be 7 silver pieces.
Avocado toast. That's gonna be 38 gold.
Just emptying this pantry.
Do we have a pencil?
It's
like if you had land. That's the cost of the toast.
I gotta take this.
This is ye old times. An avocado is like your entire fortune.
Yeah.
I'm also gonna throw gold.
Oh, cool.
He's like, this is the greatest fucking day ever.
He's thriving. Like
profit
this,
margins stonks.
You guys have just paid for the wettest hole to have like four major renovations.
Good.
Good.
Cause good.
I'm
good. Good. Yeah.
They're probably going to need it.
Yeah.
True.
If I hear homeboy have another night terror, you know what's happening?
Right. You're saying you heard it too? Does nobody care about
it? I said if. My PP's way too small. There's no way I heard it.
But, all right.
Jack might have.
But right out the window if it happens again.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right out the window, for sure.
It worked last night.
You're jumping out the window or you're sending him out?
No, I'm going to send him out. Then out of solidarity, I will probably also swan dive out the window.
Fair.
Okay. Where was that when I went out the window?
You didn't go out the window. Susan stopped it.
Yeah.
I don't think he was following.
You don't. How dare you?
Because
you know I'm about that life, dude.
I'm about
the team. Name one selfish thing Gregor's done this adventure.
Living.
Existing.
That's mean.
I'm going to.
I'm pouting now.
I'm going to talk to Gregor about what happened.
Okay.
So, Farge? So, what's up, dude? I got to talk to you about something.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
It's really weird.
No.
So I've been having super vivid dreams about things that have happened in my past.
Okay.
And last night was odd because there was like some creepy laughter.
Okay.
Happening during the dream, right? So this has been like something that's ongoing for a while.
Okay.
And it always ends up in my old home with blood everywhere. And I don't understand why. Okay. And then yesterday or last night there was some voice that's saying it wants more, and then it wants me to walk the path again or something of that nature. I don't know, it was weird. I was nervous. I didn't understand it, but it sounded wrong. It didn't seem right, and I don't know if something's in my head.
Okay. DM, I'm going to need a ruling on this because I know what's happening, but would Gregor know? But based on that verbiage, I would think him being educated.
I would think so. I would roll a religion check with advantage because, like, Gregor's been around a lot. Like, he grew up in the temple. Like, he
I feel like he probably would know about this.
Like, what's up, Jack?
I, as a player, know.
With a relatively high passive perception and being right there, can I assume I heard
Ack
all this?
Ack also hears all
okay,
this.
So,
I mean, it's like Gregor, Ack, far room. So you are literally sitting 3 feet away.
Yeah, and having a lot of experience of voices in my head, I'm going to turn and with a mouthful of bacon and sausage, he's going to be like, did it sound like this? And I'm going to minor illusion the sound of Zinch laughing in my head that I'm pretty sure I heard at one point.
It is a very different sound.
Was it that?
No.
Okay, then I got nothing.
I got a 19.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to put...
The Zach intuition, I believe. I will correct you if you're wrong, but I'm pretty sure you know what's happening here.
So I'm going to put my food down and be like, let's go outside. We need to talk in private.
I'm going to take my food with me.
You paid so much for it. So like, yeah, they're
sure. All right, cool. I'm going to stuff my bag full of the whatever meat is left over and just walk out behind them with two more handfuls.
Okay.
So once like we're in an area where I feel like there's nobody around, I'll be like,
bro, you're going to turn that corner and you're going to see Kronk just like
butt naked,
touching the toes, wearing what could arguably be described as like a G-string.
Nice.
Just fucking, just limbering up.
All right. Listen, man.
Public nuisance over here.
It was such an image.
I mean, I'm out of the way where there's not a lot of traffic. They just happen to come to the same spot.
This is pretty serious.
Just hoping guards don't come by.
This is serious. Okay.
Okay, what's going on?
I have reason to believe that you are being visited by Corn.
What?
In your sleep.
Can I hear this?
And he is.
I mean, you guys are in the same alley, I believe, so yes.
And by the path, he's referring to the Crimson Path, which is. The Crimson Path is what followers of Corn describe as like how they worship and how they walk. They walk the Crimson Path in order to honor Corn and worship Corn. And the Crimson Path being they're constantly engaging in battle and slaughter and constantly acquiring blood and skulls because that is their iconography and their form of worship and the tokens that they produce for their and I'll spit as I say God. So he is seeing something in you and he's trying to manipulate you to get you to become one of his.
Well, okay, so here's a thing, right? I've led a life of death and blood, right? I've killed in many wars. I've fought chaos dwarves who have fallen.
Yes.
And never in that time did I feel like any of the blood that I shed was for anybody other than
the drawback to this. That's great. Keep that. Keep it in your heart, in your soul. Always know why you're doing it.
So why now though? You know what I mean? Like,
because unfortunately, that poor excuse for a god cares not from where the blood flows, only that it flows. So even us killing in the names of our respective deities, still he's able to siphon power from that. It's unavoidable.
So I don't know a lot about this, right? But to have that influence get into my brain, I would have had to have some sort of contact, right?
Not inherently, no. What could be is, again, you...
I just kill a lot.
The forces...
You do.
Of the dark, you do be the killing. Forces of the dark powers, they feed on our fears, they feed on our insecurities, they feed on our doubts, they feed on all of our negative emotions. So if you are experiencing a time of particularly extreme negative emotion or extreme negative trauma, extreme negative whatever, that does open the doorway for something like that to get in.
Well,
that's how they get in.
I keep...
You have a lot of trauma.
Yeah.
Well, I keep going back to this scene in my house, and it creates a lot of emotion, but I don't know why, and I don't understand it, but I think it's rooted in that, but none of it makes sense, and I don't know how to stop it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
First off, we're going to do this. We're going to get through this together, okay?
That means a lot.
We're going to get through this together. What's important here is that you need to steel yourself here, okay? And what I mean by that is these temptations, I think, are always going to be there until you resolve whatever it is you have going on. And that's fine, but you need to be aware of it. You need to be strong. You need to resist it, okay? They're going to promise you... This is how it starts, okay? This is how it starts. And then eventually they're probably going to start promising you solutions. They're going to promise you things. They're going to tell you what you want to hear. But remember, it's all lies. And it's not just a lie. It's going to have enough truth in it to where you might end up believing it. But there's always a price to be paid. None of the gifts from these so-called gods are ever free. It's complete bullshit, okay? And what I need you to know is we're going to get through this together. And just know, while these temptations are happening, I'm going to be here.
Here's my thing, okay, man. I feel like with the emotion that is like subconsciously brought out of me,
mm-hmm,
because of these dreams.
Sure.
I feel like if I do get to the root of this problem, my fear is that it's going to break me and not make me whole again. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that absolutely makes sense. And that's something that I think you're going to have to figure out.
I think
you're
going
to have to work through. Only you can do that, but just know that we are here for you.
I think that if it does come to that, I need you to make me a promise to put me down.
I hope it'll never come to that. So I can promise, what I can promise you is, while you're having these temptations, I'll be here.
Okay.
But I also need you to know one other thing. I'm going to get really intense and look me right in the eyes. If you ever do submit and fall to these temptations, I'm going to rest a hand on my hammer. I'll also be here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I need.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. The rest of the hour is just Fargrim going to therapy.
But, yeah, I think just know
that. I need a contingency in place is all I'm saying.
Yeah, like, no.
Because I don't trust myself right now.
I think you need
and to, I think that things are
as
things
long
are
as you have this
head.
Turmoil that keeps the doorway open for this kind of communication.
Mm.
So you just need to be aware of that.
Yeah. I'm gonna have some ale.
No.
Okay.
All right, well, here we go.
Just personally,
just believe in us.
I think we should probably get to the bottom of what is causing this, like, trauma. Yep. Like, whatever you're dreaming about with your house, we should probably figure out what's going on here so you can confront it and work through it. Because otherwise, you're just going to keep having these experiences, and they're probably only going to get worse.
So it's only good. This is just this. This is how it starts. These types of situations, they never take a step back.
It's been years of this, all right? I think for the most part.
It wasn't bad then, and it's gotten worse.
Yeah, you say it's gotten worse. You're proving our point.
So, like, I mean, you can keep running from it.
Yes.
Which sounds very not Slayer-like. <Yeah. laughs> But, I mean, I think it's probably in your best interest to confront it.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't really know how to do that. So
I'm still trying to process the fact that people are worshiping corn because, like, it's tasty, but I don't think it's that great.
It's pretty fucking good.
Overrated.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about that, but, I don't know if I would worship it.
Cue in corn kid.
It's corn.
Throw it up.
Some people call me corn the way I go through some shit and come out the same.
I hated that so much, but it's so good.
I'm gonna use that. I don't know when. I don't know where.
Red or black woman, none. But no,
just put that on a shirt.
While you're doing this, even though we don't worship the same God, I do believe it is my duty to help protect my friends from the temptations of the dark powers. So just know I'm always here for you, man. You ever need to talk, I'm here.
Yeah.
You ever need some guidance, I'm here.
Hey, man, just know. Corn's next on my list.
Oh, wait, are we adding corn to the list too?
Put it in the book.
We already got to kill. We got to kill.
Take out my book of grudges. I'm gonna put corn in my book.
We got to kill Nagash. We got to kill Zeench, and now we got to kill corn.
Shit gets too bad. We can send you where you got to go, and you can go out rightly.
The realm of corn. Yes, I
do.
Can.
I know about that deal.
No.
Okay.
They just said it out loud. Yeah.
Did you? Okay.
Well, I mean,
I'm like, what?
And I just said the realm of corn.
What?
There's a whole realm of corn.
Yeah,
okay,
dude. I'm gonna go there and fucking kill something.
We have access to that.
Yeah,
we have the key.
You want to come?
How did we get that?
I bought the key off of him.
What the? Off of who?
The
guy with the keys.
Yeah, the Plains guy.
Jeremy's guy. Jeremy's dad.
Who's Jeremy? No.
The peacock.
Yeah, isn't Jeremy's dad the guy we got the keys from?
Is that? Yeah. Yes.
I don't remember his name, but Jeremy's my dude. Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot his name.
Jeremy's
real. He never gave you his name because he said you guys couldn't pronounce it.
Isn't that the dude I had? Like, I didn't trip balls, right? But he was tripping ball, or did I trip? No, I don't know. I remember I wanted to keep a ball tripping. I wanted to keep a clear head. So
yeah, he had the good stuff. You were just kind of like hanging out.
He had a key. What is it?
He had a microdose.
I'm gonna have to talk to that guy.
Yeah, he had a lot of.
Yeah,
you do have his business card.
So about this field of corn. No. Like, can we, like,
brother,
roast it?
Brother,
or?
Brother, we're past it.
Yeah, we're gonna.
I'm still hungry.
Yeah.
Still a lot of
so
things
I think,
there.
I think, we, yeah, I think, yeah. Kronk, I think, brings up a great point, is I think until we solve the root of this problem, it's only going to get worse. And quite frankly, we can't have these kind of holes in our game when we're going to be storming.
That's why I bought that key.
The lands of death itself.
Because if Fargrim can't figure his shit out and he gets too far gone, I say we just ship him off to hell to go kill a bunch of stuff and die gloriously. As your oath.
I would love to exhaust every option possible before we took that step.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
It's a last
contingency.
Resort measure.
Yeah. Are you okay with this?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds fucking great,
I guess
great,
you're
right?
a slayer about that life.
That's like this whole thing.
Yeah, it's your whole vibe.
Yeah, man. I'm not really good at the whole, you know, I just wanted to talk to you because I felt like I have a, you know, duty to finish our oath here to kill Nagash, and I just need somebody in the loop. What the fuck's going on in my brain?
There's a saying from when I was young. It's when you know you have a problem, you know how to, like, when you identify the problem, you can then know how to deal with it, right?
Greg, you got so many sayings, dude. Like, I gotta write these down. I'm gonna take out my journal, not the grudges. When you know,
I will say I have learned that when you start hearing voices in your head, you should probably tell the group.
You should probably listen.
Yeah, no, tell the group.
Okay.
Don't.
Yep.
Tell the group. Yeah, because the voices in my head. So far have all lied to me.
Because again, if you do decide to walk the Grimson path, you will be a heretic.
Right. And we can't have that.
No, we can't. I mean, I've killed many.
No, that ended up being Zeench.
That's cool voices, though, dog. That's totally different.
Oh, okay.
I get visited by my dad.
Because he's gone.
And them just sort of like popped into my head.
Yeah.
So,
so yeah, just yeah. avoid the whole subject altogether.
So I don't know how we should come up with a plan, how we're going to do it. Yeah. Is there like a temple of Grimnir we can go to?
I mean, we could go back.
Guys, I feel like I could climb pretty far in the ranks. Not going to lie. With the amount of shit I kill.
Shut the... Stop.
No? Okay.
I mean, ironically...
Keep going, Cindy. Keep going.
Ironically, yeah, you are exactly what he wants. It's a problem.
I feel like I'd be pretty good.
You know, part of the problem could be, when's the last time, Fargrim, that you felt wanted?
Damn. I mean, he feels wanted every time he sees Gary, dog. What are we talking about?
It's been a while since I've seen him, honestly.
We need to visit we need to go see Gary.
We need to get Gary.
We need to get Gary. And then it sounds like we need to take a trip to Fargrim's house.
Yes.
Yeah, we can go back to the mountain kingdom. I mean, it'd be a good time to like ask for reinforcements anyways.
Yeah, you know what? We got some wolf bros.
Oh my god, I was not ready for all of this, you guys.
Maybe that's a great idea. We got wolf bros. Maybe we go get some more mohawks.
I'm gonna start having a panic attack.
Oh, Cindy, no.
Why? You don't want more mohawks in this squad?
I mean, we're talking about like confronting my demons so close to like me having
that's a lot
a
more
traumatic
than I think you intended it to be.
It's my job to kill demons though, so we're good. Dude.
I've killed tons of demons.
Yeah,
dude.
So now we just have to kill your demons.
I'm gonna roll for panic.
That's my whole vibe.
I did promise Ulrich that I would kill every demon. Yeah. So
Fargrim
like,
is hyperventilating.
Check it out, dog. I'm gonna hit the ancient technique of and he's so short this will work. Hug, and I'm gonna take his face, put it right in my bosom. And I'm just gonna hold him like a baby.
It's plate mail, so it's just cold.
But like
and
my arms don't go all the way around. Yeah. You know, so I'm just kinda like
Fargrim, you're actively having a panic attack and your face is being smushed into really cold plate mail. Okay. And it's making it worse.
You love it.
I feel like my eye's twitching right now. But
it's weak in the fuck.
After a couple minutes, I'm gonna roll again.
It's hard, cold, and dark, just like his homeland.
Oh god, I rolled a 3.
It's like you can't catch your breath. Like you're trying to hyperventilate, and Gregor's just like smushing your face.
Fargrim, I'm gonna cast suffocate on Fargrim.
Oh my god, that
Fargrim,
makes it worse.
I need you to calm down.
I feel
Fargrim,
like
you are now.
Fargrim, I need you to stop.
Fargrim, you were suffocating, and now you're suffocating even
more. For real. You know what, dude?
So, Gregor, as you're holding Fargrim, he just starts flailing.
He's frightened, right?
Yeah. No, he's having a panic attack.
Yeah, that's a form of frightening, which is impossible in my presence.
I would say, I think being frightened and having a panic attack are two different things.
The frightened condition
I need someone to hit
makes
me.
You like unable
to. I know.
I'll slap Fargrim.
I'm trying to game the game right now, dog. Have my back.
No, that's fair. I like the idea.
I think someone
will
snap me
out. I'm going to hop on Fargrim's shoulder and smack him.
I'm choking you out of it.
Fargrim, breathe.
I'm going to put you unconscious and then we're going to deal with this.
No, I'm going to. You know what I'm going to cast, dog?
Yeah.
You're having a panic attack, right? Yeah. I'm going to cast heroism on you, dog.
All right.
Because now you know you're goaded.
Yeah.
Right. Now you're just choking.
That does it. Now you are still suffocating, though.
Fuck.
Guys.
All right.
Hit the jutsu.
I'm still slapping Fargrim.
Fuck.
All right, once he stops spasming, I'm going to let go.
All right. I'm going to turn around and be like, which one of you fuckers is suffocating me? That shit sucked.
Hey, man. If you weren't going to calm down, I was going to make you calm down.
Damn, dude.
I'm going to hit him one more time with the face in the bosom, but I'm wearing my plate.
I'm still slapping
I'm just
him.
I'm just going to put forehead into said bosom. Be like, fuck, dude. All right.
The
it's
Mohawk's
fine.
Like in my
Listen.
Face.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. We got this, guys. It's fine. We got this. Yeah. I'm feeling good now. I'm feeling, some might say, heroic.
Yeah, Fargrim, it's like I said, I promised Ulrich that I would kill every demon, and that includes your mental demons.
Yo, fuck yeah, dude. All right, let's see a fucking act, dude. I'm just going to grab him, put him on my shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go grab Gary.
Shit. Okay, let's go grab Gary,
let's go
Gary dude.
Gary, your emotional support snail.
Grab Gare Bear.
Little Gare Bear.
We got to get him a big vest.
Okay.
I was just going to say, we need to stop and get like do not
service animal.
Yo, that'd be oh my god, you guys, this is so thoughtful.
We need one the size of
it's just
like
a tarp.
A fucking car cover.
it's just a tarp that we guys. Threw over him, painted some emergency symbols on.
Okay,
in dwarven runes, it says he breaks emotional support snail.
Oh man, I'm grinning real good.
Okay. All right, so next step, get Gary. Next step. Dude, let's go back to the mountains and try to recruit some Mohawks for Team Death.
Boop and go visit the king.
Are you guys
Team
Death? You guys are joining Team Death? That's great.
Against Team Death.
You guys ready for some hawks, dude? You guys ready for the energy that hawks bring?
Hell yeah.
As I'll ever be.
I mean, we got one already, and that's kind of a lot.
A lot of
energy. It is a lot. It is a lot. It is a lot, but we show up.
You guys get results. That's true.
We show up.
Okay. So you guys
By the way, we all have
Are you doing anything in Altdorf before you teleport to Gary?
No.
I'm good.
I'm all right.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. I don't think I have anything else to do.
No. Hey, we don't need restocked more books, up on, do we?
No, we're good on the book thing, right?
Yeah.
Restocked up on oil or something, but other than that.
I'd like to think as, like, we were at the temple, I'd like to think before we
got like, party gifts, like, you grab them on your way out. Yeah,
goodie bags.
Did you let them know where to send your boys?
Shit.
No, we should probably go do that.
You mean like
we could pay a runner?
No, no, I have a sending
stone. Got the sending stone.
Okay. I have a sending stone where he basically said they're going to be on standby
until we're ready.
And then
to go.
When I know what's up, I should call him.
Okay.
DM, is that is correct? If I'm understanding the situation correctly,
you do have a sending stone to I think Julian.
No, it wasn't Julian. It was
to Vesemir.
Yeah, it was Big Dick. Yeah.
Cool.
Sick.
The big dog.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Big Daddy.
The alpha.
Yeah.
Where do we want to kick off from?
I mean, right here's a good spot, isn't it?
What do you mean?
From Altdorf?
To Metorka?
Gary's in Metorka, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we can...
Okay.
Step I mean, by. We can always teleport back here. I have...
I was meaning, like, where do we want to rally the troops at?
Oh.
Well, I mean, Metorka's close to the Lands of Death. Yeah. They're our closest rally point, right?
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm going to do, not to... I'm going to use the Sending Stone.
Okay.
Vesemir?
You hear like the muffled sounds of raving in the background.
Oh yeah, dude.
Yes,
still going.
Whenever you're done doing the do, no rush. But if you want to mobilize the boys, our rally point is going to be Metorka. That's going to be the staging area.
I will let them know.
Bring extra gold for some bullshit tax at the gate.
We are aware of the Metorka tax.
Yeah,
we gotta fix it.
Thank you.
Of course. When?
Like at when are we stepping off?
As possible.
Yeah, I mean,
how long does it take for them to get there? Like on foot or on horseback?
At least a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would imagine.
I'd say leave as soon as you're done raving.
I will see you, or they will see you in about a month then.
Well, what's sooner than that?
No, that sounds about right.
No, that's fine.
All right, we've still got
it's
a few months.
It's a week of raving and then 3 weeks of travel.
Yeah, I mean, we got other shit to do, right? That sounds great. Yeah.
That should make up for the amount of extra time the dwarves will take. The rave will compensate so that they're...
Yeah.
Should we warn Metorka?
Definitely not.
We'll get there.
Okay, we're getting there right now.
We got to go get Gary.
Let him know that you're with Inquisitor Gregor.
Absolutely.
Cool, cool, cool.
Gregor, roll a history check real quick.
They're not going to fuck with that, are they? Oh, sorry. Dice rolled when I moved my...
Oh, no, you're good.
History?
History.
16.
You remember you actually got the Middenheim tax alleviated.
Awesome.
Through your heroism.
Nice.
Yeah, that's right. At the last council meeting, yeah.
Nice.
Well, fuck them anyway. I still hate those bitches, even though I saved them. Not my people.
Repeatedly. You repeatedly have saved them.
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool.
I still hate them.
Croc will remember this.
So you guys are booping on to new Torque.
I'll never forget the discrimination I felt at the hands of those people. It was on time.
Same.
You mean the being treated like a hero? Sure.
That stupid ass DMV.
Braves in the street. You got a statue.
Or city hall. City hall. We got to burn city hall down.
Bro, I had a statue before I got there, and they got the name wrong.
You're welcome.
All right.
I hate them. No,
let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
They're actually all right.
No, they're not.
I'm being dramatic.
I miss Kaylee. You're
not. I'm just venting. I don't actually hate the people of Metorka. I will save them again if need be.
I will save them, but it doesn't mean I like them.
There's City Hall. There is the DMV. It is the Metorkan Department of...
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
I mean, that shit sucks. Yeah. Straight
it's
up.
The divisive vision.
You forgot a letter, but that's cool, though.
Of ignorance. Wait.
What?
Yeah?
No. That's DVI.
All right, Fargrim, let's stick to...
No, it's the Metorkan Department of Violence.
Reading and spelling to others.
Farge, I need you to just focus on staying off the Crimson
I've
Path.
I've been through a lot, okay?
But, all right, yeah, I mean, do we want to let any of, like, where's the B team? They're all
in Metorka,
right?
Metorka,
okay, so they're good. We don't need to, like... Do we have any way to contact them? Just let them know where we're going to be
You guys do have a sending... I think Gregor has a sending stone to Susan.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And Kronk's got one to Elian.
Yes.
I gotta write this down because I have the sending stone to Vesemir, but I need to write down. Can I have a pencil, please?
Yeah.
Yeah, I already talked to them for the most part.
So actually, do you have one to Susan, or do you just have the one to Elian?
I have one to Elian.
I don't remember if I have one to Susan.
I think it might just be the one to Elian.
I know me and Gregor have the bones.
They're staying at Kron's house.
Yes. I think it might just be, because I think Susan had to use the sending spell to reach you guys.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what it was, yeah. So, but if we want to just give them a sit rep.
Yeah.
So that way they know.
Do you want to call Elian?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Elian.
Kronk, sir. How are you doing today, sir?
I am doing. So we are going to be bouncing back to pick up Gary. Then we're going to be headed over to Fargrim's homeland. We're going to go talk to the dwarves.
Oh, wonderful. Susan's been looking for Gregor.
Oh, God damn it.
What's up?
Susan's been looking for you. Okay.
Told her to hit me up.
Meet us at the stables. It'll make things easier.
Of course, sir.
Yeah, we'll be there in like 5 minutes.
Bring Gary.
Oh, Gary's the sales. I will start being on my way. You start hearing like the sounds of like someone running.
Awesome. Thank you.
That boy got the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He's great.
I'm going to hang on.
I'm coming around to Elian.
Good.
Sam.
He's the goat.
Let's calm down with that.
No.
Yeah, like, he's all right.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah. You guys are going to boop to Matorka?
I mean, yeah. I
think we're ready.
Yeah, we got our dogs. Make sure Bjorn and Scald are with us.
You mm-hmm. got that dog in you, yeah.
A dog.
That too. Yeah, I mean, before we boop, anything we got to take care of?
I don't think so.
Good.
I'm going to grab a rock from outside the wettest hole.
Okay.
I feel like I already have one, but.
I know, but I want one too.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool, dog. All right, and then we're going to boop to our landing pad. No, I remember I got the rock 10 feet from the landing pad, yep. So we're going to boop there.
Okay. You appear on a busy, bustling street. Like, people are, like, almost running into you. So you're like, ah! Quisitors! Good day!
That's us.
Just, like, scurry off.
Good day. Hello, random citizen.
So, stables?
Yeah,
stables.
So,
okay. So, yeah, you guys make your way off toward Kronk's Manor. Anyone with a PP over 12?
Nope.
That's me, bro.
I got nothing, dog.
I got 12. Is that...
12, we'll see this. You notice hanging from... Because this is, like, right outside of the guard barracks. Like, there's, like, black, like, fabric hanging out of, like, every window.
Are we mourning?
That's...
What are we mourning?
It's
probably just to keep eyes out.
I don't know what happened very recently that would put the entire guard squad in mourning.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Dead Kaylee.
Kaylee.
I miss him. He was real as fuck.
How long ago was that?
He was great.
Dude, it's been like 3 days.
It's only been 3 days?
Yeah, it's been... I think maybe. Technically it might be like 5 days.
Because we raved for a couple days. But it's been... Like, shit happened real recent.
Yeah.
Like,
sub
1 week. Yeah.
Axe suddenly gets sad.
He should.
That's just my object permanence. It's like, why are we set? You know, I'm so locked into my current task.
So you guys start making your way up to Kronk's Manor. And you do see, like, throughout the town. Actually, that kind of fits, Gregor, that you would have that, because it, like, takes you someone, like, nudging you and pointing for you to see it.
And I'm like, oh, shit, yeah.
We're still on. You guys make your way to Kronk's Manor. Looks the same as it always has.
Why are we at the manor?
To pick Gary.
Stables?
I thought he was at the stables.
Yeah,
he's in your stables.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, excellent.
Yeah,
he's not going to be in public stables. Are you kidding me?
I would never do that.
Like, as you guys are coming up to it, you see Elian just booking it. He's like
sprint.
Just ahead of you. Like, as you're coming to the gate, he like sneaks in the gate, right? Like, as you guys are like coming up the road, you see this happen.
We're casually strolling.
It's like, that's my guy.
I'm going to turn and be like,
you can't teach that.
Who's going to pick him up?
That's commitment.
Okay.
Who's going to dirty dancing this man?
I mean... 3 out of the 4 party members have a strength score necessary to accomplish that feat.
I need to grab a thing, because Susan has something for you, and it's been, like, several months, so I need to make sure I still have it.
Oh, damn.
I think I do.
No shit.
I swear to God, dude, after everything that's happened, if you hit me with something like Susan has cancer, I'm walking away from this fucking
She's
table.
Terminal, bro.
I can't do this.
It's stage Pod's 6.
Gregor, I need you to kill me, too.
Fuck.
I don't want to get... Gregor's the only man alive.
This is fucking ridiculous.
Gregor's the only healthcare professional in town that just puts people down on that request.
He's Dr. Kevorkian of Matarka.
Who is that?
Canadian doctor who... Got infamous for assisted suicides.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
good
cool.
for him.
Side note, assisted suicide is now legal in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Good for
that's him. That's actually
Has it been
probably
there for a
good thing?
It has been for a little bit, but he was like doing it unnecessarily sometimes.
That was the guy with the van, right? That lost his medical license and then just bought a van.
That's never a good thing to hear.
I don't think that was him, but maybe.
That, there was a guy that did that.
It's never good to lead with. That's the guy with the van.
Next D&D character question mark.
The shitty doctor. Death van.
Brother, necromancer with a van.
Hell yeah.
It could be good.
Okay. We are actually going to pick up next time.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Wait, damn, picking up Gary.
Okay. If Gregor dies, it's my next character.
Death van man?
Death van man.
Nice. Thank you very much to our sponsors. We have VB Health. Get you some supplements. You're
all there it is.
Looking to get soaking wet.
Stay boosted. Stay blessed.
Yeah. And we also have Fan Roll for all your dice. Like, I mean.
Indubitably.
Look at this cute little tiny dinosaur die that's probably not in focus at all.
Nope. Honestly, man, their
He's
dice
such
are cool.
A little guy.
Their trays are cool. Mm-hmm. They just got fun gear where if you're a tabletop game enjoyer like we are, they definitely got something on their repertoire that's
you really can.
You're gonna be like, man, that's dope. Mm. Yeah. And let us save you a couple shekels. Yes. Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm. Just a few.
Okay, cool.
Catch you guys next time.
Oh, thanks to our patrons.
Patrons, throw it up.
Yeah, dude. Can't forget about the patrons.
The goats, the real right. ones,
the MVPs.
We do love you guys.
The people who make cool. it all happen.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty. I mean, it's just cool bumping into people who know about, like, or even like we were at a wedding recently. And,
Oh,
you're the drop dice guys? I'm like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
So it's fun. It's fun. That, it's fun that y'all are out there. So thank you.
We appreciate you.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, man. I need some water.
Whoa. Honestly, dude, I'm happy I finally tried a Zin.
Yeah.
Because it was pleasant.